I'm going to share an honest story about why I wanted to film this podcast episode. And I was playing with the title for a long time. Like have more fun in life, or like, oh, let go and have more fun, or life is way more badass when you have fun. But when it came down to it, I was like, why? Like, why do so many people have a hard time having fun? You know, and a lot of times people will be like, oh, well, you know, that so-and-so went through blah, 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 or I had this happen in my life, or fill in the blank. And part of the reason why I wanted to bring Meatball into this story, and you'll hear him talk about how much he values life, how much he values being alive. But what a lot of people don't know is that Meatball almost died recently in 2021. He came down with a sickness in which we didn't know what was wrong with him. We did a lot of things with doctors and surgeries and blah, blah, blah. And for a very long time, we did not know what was wrong with him. He lost over 40 pounds. He became unrecognizable. People thought that he was his dad when he was out in public because he was so sickly, which, by the way, Lou did not have an easy upbringing. He grew up in the Bronx, New York, in not a very nice part of it. His dad died when he was extremely young. His mother died when he was a baby. And his only other caregiver, his grandmother, died immediately after his dad died. And so it has not been easy. And I get it. A lot of difficult things have happened to people. And same with me. I've gone through my own trials and tribulations. But it comes back to the title I chose, which is having fun is an art. That despite what has happened, we are still here. And that the life we are living right now is a privilege, and it is not guaranteed tomorrow. And too often I meet people or people say to me like, oh, like you have so much fun all the time. And it's like, yeah, because I choose to. Having fun is also a choice. It is a choice that I make despite what's going on, because I don't believe that tomorrow is going to be handed to me. And so the choices I make on a day to day are intentional about whom I spend my time with, how I spend my time, and where I am spending my time. And so I've made a lot of changes in my life to create the life that I am so proud to be living, that is so much fun to live, which is why, if you haven't caught this podcast episode, I filmed one about why I drink champagne every day. And spoiler alert, it's because I not only want to live a life that I am so thankful for, but it's one that I want to raise a glass to every single day. And that's why I drink champagne. Anyway, on that note, I am bringing in the most fun person. It's also the love of my life. But if you're new here, welcome to another episode of Everyday Badassery. I'm your host, Christine Lozada. This is a podcast meant to inspire you to be just 1% more badass today than you were yesterday. And in today's podcast episode, I want to bring you some inspirational that will help you to have a more fun time in life. And on that note, let's bring him in. Tell me, who are you? Introduce yourself.
My name is Lou, also known as Meatball, also known as DJ Louis G, also known as the unbelievable, fantastic, phenomenal guy that has fun.
You two we have so much fun together.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun together.
I'm a good time.
Have we always had as much fun as we have now?
Yeah, I think we've always, from day one, we've always had a really good time.
We've always had a good time together. I feel like it's gotten better over time, though, which we'll dive into today's podcast episode.
That's because we got weirder over time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got weirder over time. Right. Which, when you unpack that, it's not just getting weirder over time. It's that we cared less about what other people think. Like, you and I just, for example, recorded a live stream about how we talked about how when you first started sailing with Virgin Voyages, you would just wear your normal going out clothing. Now, you wear an afro,
yeah,
crazy sunglasses, a sequin jacket, and all the things.
Yeah, you felt me lighten up a little bit. I was the too cool for the room type of guy for a long time.
Well, we just, in general, also, I had reservations around, like, what will people think of me? Or, oh my gosh, I don't want to stand out too much. And when we just started caring less about what other people think, we could have a significantly better time.
And that's number one, just really not giving a shit about what people think.
Because it's not uncommon for people to give a lot of shit about what other people think.
Well, I mean, you know, you're always judged, especially now we're in the social media, you know, generation, and it's like, oh, you're judging everything, oh, this, that, and this, and then, you know, and it's like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, people are going to capture probably, you know, maybe not the most appealing moments of you in this one, but like, you know, can you stop living because of those things or worry about it? Like, oh, if somebody sees me, what are they going to think? You know, you can't stop. Won't stop.
You do bring up a good point though, which is we spend more time than we ever have before just looking at each other, which also means judging each other because of social media. But, and actually that's one that leads into this first question I have for you, which is, why do you think people have a hard time having fun?
It goes right back to that. I mean, I think people have a hard time having fun because it's very hard for them to let go because they're really nervous about what people are going to think about them, how they're going to be portrayed in some type of light. I think, you know, and you know what really... One thing that sticks out to me that I think where people don't have a lot of fun because they think that tomorrow's guaranteed, I think. And they're like, oh, well, I won't do that right now. I'll do it later. Or, you know, we'll travel somewhere that's really like Tulum. And you have a chance to finally jump in the cenote and you've traveled all this way. And you're like, nah, you know what? I'm not going to jump in the cenote. When are you coming back? Because you think you may come back next year, but what if you don't come back next year? You missed out on that opportunity.
And that exact scenario is what we saw happened, which is 100%. You and I were having the most epic time of our lives, being the most ridiculous by seeing how ridiculous we could be swinging into that cenote Tarzan
so much
style.
Fun.
I did
so
a full splits in the air going into that thing.
You held it there too. And I was like, it's like time stopped because you just stayed there for like a minute. It's like, how's she staying there?
It was like and then like fell into the water laughing, yeah. Like not caring about what other people think. But I will be also honest in that even though I talk about this, right? Like we care too much about other people judging us. We care too much about what society thinks. It makes me realize that it's difficult to understand how bad it is when you're in it all the time. So in other words, like, it's easy to say, like, oh, you know, we shouldn't care so much about what other people think, but it's a really hard thing to do, and it's a really hard thing for people to also identify how much it's affecting them. And so maybe my next question for you is, like, what were some of the things you cared so much about that, like, society would judge you on or you felt judged by society on that you don't feel as judged about anymore? I'm so curious if you might.
I think
have an answer to that.
It's a tough question. I think for me it was just like judged by appearances or like, oh, that guy's does stupid things or like you're it goes back to that, I think. Like,
but I also think it's may have been part of the reason why you decided to stay in your old corporate job, your old sales job. Because part of
comfort, though, that's what the biggest thing. Like,
but if you unpack that, like, yes, a steady paycheck for one is comfort. But the other thing is like what people expect out of you. In other words, I feel like there was some level of judgment that if you didn't have a steady job that you could fall back on, in addition to what you were doing entrepreneurially with your business, that others would tell you like, oh, like, are you sure that's the right choice? Like, you shouldn't just have your your DJ business, you should always have something to fall back on.
Yes.
And that I feel like that's part of the reason why you had a really tough time leaving that job, because I think about the conversations you and I have had over time in which people were always advising you who had their DJ businesses that they should, you should also have something steady on the side.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point.
You could say that in one way where it's like, well, people just, you know, always telling you what you should do and giving advice. But like, but if you break it down to the society expects us to, you should be responsible. You should be an adult. You should have that steady job. Cause if you don't, you know, you're now a homeless person who's an addict and fill in the, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a level of judgment there from society that makes you feel like you should be making that decision, even though it was not right for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I 100% agree with you, you know, and it's, you know, and, you know, even being able to have fun, you know, going back to the comfort thing, it's not just like feeling comfortable, but it's being uncomfortable, like being silly and things like that. For people, that could be one of those feelings, you know, like when you're, you know, the same thing with not just doing like the DJ business as a job. It was uncomfortable because of the judgment. It was uncomfortable because of like what people thought in the aspect of, you know, and you know, you're like, oh yeah, well, I'm gonna do this, stay on the straight and narrow, be comfortable with that, and you know, and it goes back to all that. And once you let go of that, you know, and you know, this is how you grow. And whether it's trying to have fun, you know, like I think like that's really opened me up and having more people like want to be around me, because I'm just like, yeah, you know, I really try to make it. You know, it's not like what people think about how I look in that moment. Like, I'm having a good time for myself and it's not about anybody else and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, hold on. I want you to talk about your blue suit.
My blue suit. What do you want to know about the blue suit?
So I think what's interesting about your blue suit is you get two reactions to it. So for those who are like, what the heck is the blue suit? The blue suit is this fantastic suit that looks great on you and you stand out so much when you're wearing it, because it's this bright blue suit and you wear it when you're DJing private events and parties. Sometimes, not all the time, you wear it sometimes, and you get two kinds of reactions. You get the people who are like, oh yeah, like he's wearing a blue suit. Like, look at this guy. Like, I want to take a picture with you. Like, oh, you look so good. Like, and you get those people who are just like, yeah. And then you get the mofos. Mm-hmm. You get the other set of people who are like, well, you know, you're supposed to be wearing a black suit, maybe a blue suit, maybe a gray suit, but you shouldn't be wearing a blue suit. Like, who are you trying to be? And they try to put you down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love the blue suit. I really do. It's definitely one of my favorites. And you get, you know, to be honest with you, you definitely get both of those reactions. And it's like, and then sometimes, you know, like you feel some type of way, like when you get the negative reactions to it. But it's like, you know, once you tune that out, and it's like, because I'll see 10 more positive reactions to that suit than I will. Like, you'll get one negative one here and there, or somebody try to say something slick to you about it. And it's like, you know what, though? At least I got the courage and the balls to wear this type of suit, because it's like I feel good in it. And I'm like, and I really don't care what your opinion is on it. And that in itself just really brings it to another level, because it's like, and then people read that, and then, you know, even the people that were putting you down, hating on you, like, they have no ammunition, because it's like, what are you gonna say? Well, I make fun of myself too, and then they really got nothing to say either, so it's like, oh, damn.
When you can have fun with yourself, that also brings it to a whole new level that cuts down the haters.
Yeah.
And so I think what's interesting, like, I'm listening to your story right now, even this episode, I will personally receive at least a dozen hate comments, at least, whether they send it personally to me over email, or will send me a DM somewhere, or will post about it on their own social media calling me out. Every single piece of content I make, I don't want to say every, I would say 90%, majority of content I make, I will receive some kind of hate from somebody somewhere. And it's like, what? Like, if you're listening to this, you're probably like, what? She's talking about and trying to help people to like be a little bit more badass every day, or in this episode. have a little bit more fun in life by, and we will get into some tactics about how, and tips about how from our own experiences. But there's always going to be people who are just freaking judgy and who also just have a lot of hate to give. And those people just exist. But the thing that you're saying here is, one, you stand behind it, right? I know why I make these podcast episodes. You know why is something as simple as you wear a blue suit, you enjoy it. And the next most important part is it's worth it. It's worth it, not just for you personally, because you like to wear that blue suit, but because it helps other people to really enjoy being in your presence.
Yeah.
And for me, it's worth it for the couple of hate comments that I'll get that really stab hard. Like, they hurt me every time. It's worth it for all the people I will help, which is why, like, I don't stop and I don't let that type of judgment get to me. I would say for me, one of the things that I have a hard time with, and it's interesting because if you actually watch my YouTube channel over time, you'll see me shift into being way more fun in my content, which is I went from being, I have a Berkeley degree, top number one U.S. public school, and I graduated with honors from high school with a 4.5 GPA, and I went to work for Walmart and Amazon doing corporate strategy and business strategy and marketing and merchandising and blah, blah, blah credentials. But it meant that when it was time for me to make YouTube videos, I had this, well, society expects me to explain things in a very thorough way that are well-organized and makes a lot of sense. Whereas you can still help someone with helpful content, have a great time sharing that content, and it doesn't need to be so presented. Do you remember my first YouTube video ever?
He's got so many.
I do. I have over 600.
I remember in the beginning, yeah, they were kind of stiff though.
But hold on. I remember. You should not remember my first YouTube video because I refused to share it with you.
Oh, that's right.
I would not let you watch it. I wouldn't let you watch it because it was a 3-minute video that took me 9 hours to make because I was so perfectly trying to say my message, and it was so scripted and so robotic and not fun that a lot of people don't know this. Do you know what my profile picture is from across all social media?
I don't know what it's from.
It's from that day.
Oh, really?
It's from that day, and it's a reminder to myself. I don't share this openly. During that 9-hour filming day, I was so frustrated with myself. I was filming in the back, in your back room, this side, and I leaned my hand against the wall and put my head on my hand and was just like, what the heck am I doing? Like, what the F am I doing? And just like looked up and then snapped that picture of myself. And I kept that as my profile photo, as a reminder to myself that that's where I started from, and I have evolved into this really fun person because one of the key things about that has helped me to have more fun over time is letting go of what I think people are judging me about, whether they're actually judging me or not, letting go of, oh, like I have these stupid credentials of Berkeley and Walmart and Amazon. I have expectations of myself. And instead just lean into, I want to do this, whether it's this is wearing the blue suit or this is creating a piece of content because I care about it and I like it and that's good enough. And that alone is my reason to just let go of all of those things and lean in and have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
For those who are not present right now and seeing what I'm seeing, Meatball is losing a ton of steam and getting super tired.
No, I'm not. I am full steam ahead.
This is him being
That's an unbelievable story, though. I really love, I didn't know your picture was from that. That's really cool. Like, you know, and it's a really great reminder.
It is a reminder.
That's really cool.
But let's bring it back for a minute.
Bring it back.
Let's bring it back. Were you always, hold on, so when I met you, we've been together for 6 years now, since I met you, and you and I, even when we first met, we had a lot of fun together, but were you always that fun?
No, I don't think I was always that fun. I mean, it was fun, but like, I think you helped bring out even more fun, like as time has gone on. And
let's
like,
unpack
you
that. Because so far we've unpacked the part of the reason that you've been able to become more fun and have more fun in life is because we've let go. We've let go of like what society thinks. We haven't fully let go. It's hard to fully let go.
As you get older, you start letting go a little bit more each year.
You know, so you let go a little bit. Yeah. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
What else has changed? So you've let go, but what else?
But I think also the company you keep really helps you let go even more. Like, I mean, you know, with the way that you are, you know, I think that's a big thing. Like, you know, it's all about the energy we all have around us, you know, like if you're around stiff people and it's stiff all the time, I mean, you're going to eventually become stiff. That's just, you know, the nature of the beast. Even if you're trying to be as loose as possible, like, you know, I mean, I've experienced this even in the corporate workplace, you know, very negative area, you know, you try to bring positivity in and it just drowns you out because there's so much of that going on. And it's the same thing with having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have two people that come together and like, we both know how to fun and we feed off of each other, boom,
so
there it is.
Together.
It's like, you know, it's even bigger.
It's hard to get hard not to get upset at you. Because right before we filmed what we're filming now, which is this podcast, we did a live stream together. And we're not prompted. We didn't say a joke. We didn't do anything. I pressed live. We're live. And you start losing your shit. You just start laughing. And then I start laughing. And we're just laughing. Which happens a lot to
us.
It
took a while to get through that.
In general. But we couldn't come back to be...
That was good.
Wait, don't lose your shit right now. Stay with it. Stay with it. So I've talked to you. Actually, I don't know if I've told you this. The Marie Kondo book.
No.
I talk about this a lot on my podcast. Marie Kondo's book is this woman who's an amazing organizing her house. And she has this book called The Art of Tidying Up. And it's about like how to perfectly roll your socks so that when you open your sock drawer, it's like beautiful. And you know exactly where to find things. But one of the things she talks about is holding each thing you own in your hand. And if you do not find joy, it's not the art of tidying up, it's the joy of tidying up. If you do not feel joy from that object, you probably shouldn't own it anymore. And you should donate it, give it away, fill in the blank. And I feel that same way about each of my relationships. And so one of the exercises that I did, and let's take this from a art of having fun perspective, I thought about some of the relationships I have that really just drag me down. I don't have fun with this person anymore. We used to have fun. We don't have fun anymore. This person, like, I'll be cracking jokes and having a great time, but they're not having a great time. So I'll just stop cracking jokes and I'll stop having a good time. Yeah. And you don't want to go do this fun thing? All right, well, we can just, you know, it's fine. We can just go have coffee or something and talk about serious things. And, you know... It made me evaluate all of my relationships, both from how much joy do they give me, but how much fun am I having in that relationship anymore?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you need to kick those people out of your life, but sometimes those people need to be put on a different shelf. Or in another way I think about it, I think about myself in the center, and I think about the circles of people that are around me. There's the tightest circle, which is you and my family, and I do not want to disappoint them. And then there's a circle that's outside of that, which are all my closest friends. And then there's more circles around that. And I simply, depending on how I feel and how much joy or fun I'm getting out of a relationship, someone might move to a different circle. It doesn't mean they're completely out of my life, but I just am more aware of how that affects me. Because like you were saying in the beginning, the life we live now, we have one of them. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. We saw this when you were very sick in 2021, and I would wake up in the middle of the night each night, like holding my breath, like reaching over to make sure your heart was still beating because you were so sick at that time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And if you are not having an amazingly fun time and loving the life that you're living right now, like seriously, what are you doing?
Yeah. And it's not to discount, like, you know, when people are, feeling that way, and then, you know, because life is hard, but we can't take it too seriously. We really can't. And you really, you know what, going through life having a good time, like, you know, it's just like I said, there's going to be so many ups and downs you got to go through all day long. And it's like, you need to have fun. You really need to have fun. You need to, you know, and again, everybody goes through certain points in their life. And it's like, I think they forget how to have fun. And mm-hmm. it's like, how do you come back to that? And, you know, and I think where people get this misconstrued is like, they think tomorrow is guaranteed. And mm-hmm. I think that's what happens. They're like, oh, well, I deserve this and I need to be here. And, you know, we live in this time of social media. So like, there's always this entitlement thing where it's like instant gratification and everything else. And that's really not how life is. But if we take a step back and it's like, you know what, there's a lot to be thankful for. And it's like, I'm going to enjoy what I got right here, right now, because, you know, this is what I have. And I'm going to make the most fun out of this situation, out of everything, because it could be much worse.
Yeah.
That's where people lose it. Like, you know, they think they can't have fun because they need this or that. And it's like, material objects are only going to make you so happy for so long. And then that fades. Like, you think about the brand new car, you think about all the stuff. After a month or something, you're like, oh, yeah, I got that. It's great. Awesome. You know? And it's, you know, those material things won't bring that happiness, but, you know, the people you surround yourself, you know, the people that are bringing you up, you know, and just remembering, like, all this could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, are you going to sit there with a sourpuss on your face and be miserable? Or, you know what, I'm going to have a really good time, because you know what? What if we don't get a chance to do this trip again with your friends? Or what if we don't get to have this type of moment again? It's like, did I really want to be a sourpuss? Did I really not want to have fun with this person? Because like, let's face it, in life, like, we go through these phases where we don't really see all of our friends all the time. We don't see, you know, and it's like, that's not the time to be, you know, negative Nancy or like, you know, because again, we all got our shit. We all got our shit. Yeah. We all have different shit going on. And it's like, this life is real short and it's precious. And it's like, don't take it too seriously, because, you know, it's all small stuff. It really is. You know, your health is number one. You know, living a full life, doing everything that you want to do and dying empty. Mm. You know, that's the most important. And it's like, and I really think the only way you could get there is by having fun.
You recently did something that I was so happy to see you doing that ties to what you're talking about. Because, so we've talked about holding our relationships and like thinking about them and where they belong in our lives at that moment and journey and that part of our lives, and who do you keep close, and like who is important to you, and like who helps you to have a really great time and spending more time with them. Because life goes by so fast.
So fast.
And one of the things I've been saying to you each year is at the beginning of the year, like, who do you need to see this year? Who do you need to be spending time with? You need to make that time. Otherwise, life goes by. It does. Yeah. We'll take the trip together one day. Yeah, well, you know, I'll see him next time. Like, no, you won't see him. And no, you won't take that trip if you don't intentionally carve out the time for that. And so you and I recently, actually, I took my first vacation since I became a travel creator. Mm. Every single trip I've taken since late 2019, early 2020, which is, I started my travel channel during the pandemic. Every trip I took has been, quote unquote, a work trip for me, where I'm actively creating content, et cetera. And I made a choice to take my first vacation, in which I've made zero content. That's actually not true. Still made a couple clips that went kind of viral. That was really fun. But we took a trip together. And when you and I took this trip, we had a free flight. We had a free flight. It was a Southwest companion pass. We could have gone anywhere in the world. We talked about, Lou is so tired right now. He's just yawning.
I'm breathing.
Trying not to yawn into the microphone.
I'm breathing heavy.
He's in it. And we could have gone anywhere in the world. I was thinking Turks and Caicos. I was thinking about going back to the Bahamas. I was thinking about Jamaica. I was thinking about like all these far-fetched places that could be really unique and cool. And in the end, you and I decided to go to Vegas.
It was easy. It's easy.
We wanted to go to Vegas because at its core, and right, and I don't know if you know this, before I take any trip or before I book a trip, I always ask myself, who do I want to be on that trip? And if I answer that for Vegas, this is why, in my opinion, I really pushed us to go to Vegas. Not just because it's easy, but because that trip was really meant to be you and I having a really good time, but not requiring us to do a lot of logistical planning and fly by the seat of our pants and just guaranteed know that we have a lot of options for really fun things.
Yeah, 100%.
And Vegas was the perfect example of a place for that, because you get to Vegas, you can easily jump in an Uber. We're in the United States, we don't have to worry about all the foreign things. You can be in the at the Strip within 10 minutes. And once you're there, it's a 24-hour city in which there's shows and entertainment, comedy clubs, music. We went to a magic show. We went to nightclubs. There's endless amounts of food options. You can walk around. It was a beautiful time of year. Like, there was just an endless number of things for you and I to have fun with. And in the end, we also ended up doing something important, which is inviting people we really love and care about and can have fun with too.
Yeah.
And so we split the trip. Half of that was with your friend Landon.
Yeah.
And his lovely girlfriend Dawn, in which we had an epic time together.
Awesome time. Awesome time.
I haven't seen you. I mean, I see you happy all the time. You were so happy. Why? Explain.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like, these are friends, you know, Landon's a friend of mine since I was like, how old was I? 14. And, you know, like, we don't really get to see each other as much because obviously he lives in a, you know, different state. I live in a different state. So it's like, you know, when you get together, you know, it's like, yeah, you pick up right where you left off. And it's like, you know, you're just excited to be around the people you care about. So it's like, and it's fun because we're all, you know, we're doing our thing, you know, and we understand how short this time is, you know. And it's like, you know, as we get older, we're really seeing that. So, like, we really try to make that time. And, you know, just the fact that he came to meet me out there was, you know, I mean, it was an easy trip for him, but it was great that he took the time out of his busy work schedule.
He's so busy.
He's a busy dude.
He's so busy.
And it's like, and we all are very busy. We all can be busy, but it's like, what's really important, you know? Is it, you know, for me, DJing? And I mean, I've done so many events in 19 years. If I miss one weekend here and there, it's like, but I get to spend it with the people I really care about. I mean, that's, what's the whole point of us working? You know, we're working to do what? To enjoy
it. To make life memories. You had some of the best memories.
Yeah, like, I'm never going to forget this trip. Yeah, I'm never going to forget that trip. You know, and it's like, and all the trips, like, anytime I'm seeing, like, good friends and family and things like that, it's like, that stuff's so important, and you can't put a price tag on it. You really can't, you know. And it's like, you know, we're so used to, like, oh, well, you know, next time and next time, and then, you know, boom,
there's
you're
no
gone.
Next time.
You're gone, and then it's like, shit, where'd that next time go?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, so it's like, I really try to prioritize doing those things now, as opposed to just trying to take as much work and being as busy or trying to grow my business and be the best. I don't need all that. Like, you know, we've done so much. I'm very proud of myself and what we've accomplished. And it's like, this is the time to really enjoy friends, family. I don't want to be 70 years old. You know, like the meme picture that you see where the two people are traveling to Venice and they're sleeping on the gondola.
That's so sad.
You know, and it's like, I want to do all this while I can do this, while I'm young enough, while I feel good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like, I want to have fun now.
I don't want to wait till I quote unquote retire.
Don't wait. Because like I said, I mean, you know, you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. Anything could happen, God forbid, you know. And it's like, and as we get older, we see it, you know. Like, I just recently lost a very cool guy, like,
very sad news.
Yeah, very sad. You know, I'm going to his wake tonight, you know. And it's like,
out of nowhere, what happened?
I just saw him. He had some freak accident at his job, and you know, suffered some kind of brain injury, and he wound up dying in 2 days.
How old is he?
I want to say he was like my age, like 36, 37.
And how many kids?
Seven kids.
An entire life.
Seven kids. The guy worked like a dog, hustler, like you wouldn't believe. I really admired his hustle, and now he's gone, you know. And it's like, were there things he wanted to do? I'm sure there was, you know. And I'm like, you know what, if God forbid I ever, something like that happens to me, I'm like, you know what, I did everything I wanted to do.
You gotta really make the time. You gotta make the time to spend time with the people you have fun with. We spent that time in Vegas with Landon. And then we invited my parents.
Yeah.
And we had an amazing time with my parents. Yeah. We did an entire food tour made by us around Vegas and had a really, really good time with them. Yeah. But actually, there's one more part around, you know, going back to this theme of the art of having fun. I think a key question to ask yourself is, what are your expectations from, and then fill in the blank, right? What are your expectations from, I don't know, your work or your life, right? Going back to how, why I had a hard time having fun making content. I had all these expectations of myself because I had this degree, because I was in Toastmasters, because I, you know, should be able to present information in a certain way. It was hard for me to have fun. It was, and I'm actually going to share this. It seemed like it was going to be hard for my mom to have fun in Vegas because her expectation when she travels is a very specific itinerary with very laid out, this is what we're doing and blah, blah, blah. And she knows exactly what's going to happen well before she gets there. And what we were asking her to do, and I couldn't even text this to her. We called her. Come on, show up. Have a good time. Like, we promise it's going to be great. And yeah. We don't know what we're doing, but it's going to be fun. And she was able to let go of those expectations and just show up. And we played by ear the entire time, and we had an amazing time.
Sometimes those are the best trips, you know, you just play them by ear, and it's just like, you know, you, wherever the wind blows, it takes you, and it's like, why not?
Spontaneity is really important, being spontaneous about things, but also, like, the point I'm trying to make here in terms of having fun is when you go into things with too many expectations, or too many expectations of a situation, too many expectations of yourself, it's difficult to have a good time. And so when it comes to, like, just think about this for a second, because you and I heard this when we went through the Tony Robbins program together. What is the definition of happiness? It's really around what were your expectations of something versus what actually happened.
Yeah.
And so in the example that was given to us, it was, you know, to have a good time, or let's just bring it back to the Vegas example. To have a good time, I needed to see at least 2 Cirque du Soleil shows, eat at least 1 buffet, have dinner reservations at this top place, and be able to do this, that, and whatever, and go to this nightclub. That's what Vegas is, a good time. Yeah. And let's say you go there and you don't do any of those things. Well, then therefore, you probably aren't happy and you probably didn't have a good time. Versus if we knew that fun in Vegas was defined as we showed up and we got there.
Yeah.
Then it's probably going to be a really good time.
Yeah, you know, and you touch on a really good topic there, like, you know, even with Tony Robbins, with the expectations, it's like, and nobody's saying that you shouldn't have high expectations, but sometimes what, I mean, because again, we come from a generation and a society that expects everything now, expects all this, and it's like, dude, we're living in better times than Rockefeller, and he is a billionaire. We're doing more things than he ever possibly could do.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't bring it back to those perspectives, and it's like, yo, life is good. You know, yes, you're going to have the shit, and yes, you got to deal with things and all of this stuff, but, you know, from that fun aspect, you know, it all comes back to it, like, with the expectations, and, like, you know, just ride it, you know, don't be so serious about it. It's all small stuff. It really is. It's all small, you know, and it's like, really, honestly, just try to enjoy it as much as you can, because, you know, it could be gone tomorrow. It really can.
Wait, I got two last questions for you.
Two last questions. All right.
If you could go back to your less fun self, but, like, actually, like what would you specifically say to your old self that had a difficult time having fun? What would you say to them?
I'd say, listen, man, like, in 5 years from now, you're probably, like, you won't think about how silly you were or anything like that if you were silly, you know, like, or being too cool for the room. In 5 years, you're not going to worry about how cool you were in the room or whatever the case may be to, like, not have a good time because you wanted to be, like, you know, whatever. Like, nobody's even going to care. Nobody's going to think about it. So live in this moment, you know? Like, really live in this moment. Enjoy it all. And that's what I would say. I'd say, like, you know, there may not be a tomorrow to go back to this place or do this certain activity, you know? Because my mindset was like, oh, I'll do it next time. We'll do it next time. We'll do it next time. And then it's like, there is no next time. You know, yeah. What if you don't go back there? You know, what if you don't get a chance to go back there? And it's like, well, do it now. Do it now. I would just say that to my former self, like, do it all now. Have a good time with it.
Yeah.
You know, because those are the memories you're going to remember. You sitting on the sidelines and not doing the things you want to do, like, I don't want to remember that. Like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. That's a shitty thing to remember. Like, oh, yeah, I could have did this, but I didn't. I think about
the times that I have. I have stood on the sideline and stayed on the sideline because I felt like if I didn't, I otherwise would have been judged. And I think if I could go back, because I didn't always used to be as fun as I am now.
That's because you're hanging out with me.
Loved you. I think what I would say to myself is, you know, Christine, there's a lot of things that all the people that you love and care about are telling you that you should do. You should do this. You should do that. You really care about being a people pleaser and making everyone happy and doing all the things. But at the same time, like, you know what you want. Like, you know what you want. You just need to listen to your heart and your gut about what you really want out of fill in the blank. This experience, this trip, this life, this career, this relationship, this fill in the blank. And if you just lean in harder and listen to yourself about what you really want and do the whole damn thing with a smile on your face, like not a fake smile, like, we're doing the thing. But like when you were really going after the things that you want and you're listening to yourself and you know you're doing it for you, it's a much easier environment to have fun in.
Yeah.
And when you surround yourself with people who know how to have a good time, it's hard not to have a good time.
Yeah.
I think about one of my favorite things about you is when I start laughing.
What are you laughing about? I start laughing.
You don't know what I'm laughing about. You start laughing. And sometimes you start laughing in a way that makes you lose your shit.
Yes.
And I'm just like, what are you laughing about? I don't know, but you're laughing.
You got that laugh. You got that laugh. That's what happens. It's funny.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
And you need to spend more time around people that you love, that you care about, that you have fun with. Which on that note, I'm doing group trips. Some of them, which, Meatball, I don't know if you even know this. You will be on, Meatball.
I'll be leading the tour, so I hope you guys are ready. I hope, see, now when you go on a trip with me, you have to prepare, though. You have to mentally be prepared that, you know, that it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. You may be out late, and you may be drinking more than you normally do. So just be prepared for this mentally, emotionally.
There are two things that are guaranteed if you go on what you call a tour with Meatball. One, you will not learn anything.
100%.
This is a history tour. You are receiving no history. If this is a tour about where you're located in a walking tour, he ain't going to show you anything. And the second thing that's guaranteed is that you will have a good time. Meatball is so much fun. All right. So I actually did something because I don't want to pretend I'm a scientist or anything like that. I just did a Google search around how to have more fun. And I just want to share a couple of them with you. I'm curious what your reaction is in the spirit of helpful tips and advice. The first one actually is in line with what we talk about. Seek out laughter in your life. And that could be around spending time with people who are fun. But this next one, don't be scared of being silly.
Yeah.
Tell me something that you've, this is my bonus question number two. Tell me something you've recently done that's super silly. And why, hold on, I have a better way of asking this. So one of the things that you do now, consistently, when we're on Virgin Voyages, which is a very fun environment, is you wear ridiculous clothing.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest things, like, you know.
So for someone who's never seen your amazing outfit or what it is, tell them what you used to wear versus what you wear now.
I think I used to just wear like a red shirt. Or like a red button down shirt.
Yeah, that my mom gave you.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And then like a sailor's hat, and that was it. Now, I wear an afro. I look like the Red Foo from LMFAO. And I wear a fake gold chain. It's super thick. And then I think I still wear the red shirt. I'll wear a sequins blazer that's red shiny. And then I'll do a shirt underneath. Yeah.
And a fake chain.
Fake chain, and then a bathing suit with little anchors on it that's red. that has red in it.
And the bathing suit, because we go in the pool.
Yeah, because I go in the pool.
There's a pool party.
And then I'll wear my dress shoes also with it.
With no socks.
With no socks. So it's the most interesting outfit for the most interesting man, which is me.
And what happens when you wear this silly outfit?
People want to take pictures with me. They want to, like, they compliment my outfit, like, you know, and it's, you know, it's definitely, you would think, and I'm sure there's people that judge you, like, you know, but they're not the ones that come up to you to really talk or anything. It's all like, but it's just nothing but positive, and people are like, they're having a good time. They get wild and crazy. They start doing different. They change their outfits. They come back, you know.
So hold on. I have two really important stories that go along with this. But first, share with us why. Why wouldn't you wear that day one versus what changed for you? Because now when you attend that party, which is called Scarlet Night on Virgin Voyages, you have way more fun than you used to have. Yeah. You had a good time. Like, you had a solid good time before. But now it's like, it's out of control, next level fun because of the type of energy that you're giving off and the type of energy that is attracted to you, which I can't wait to tell you these next two stories. But what changed for you to allow you to be silly?
You know, you just get worried about being judged and you're like, you know. It was definitely that. That was probably like the biggest thing.
It's judgment.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because people have such a good time. And here are the two stories. The first one, we met. Do you remember Crystal's husband?
No, yeah. He had the same jacket.
Because he wanted to wear the same thing as you.
Yeah, he saw the video.
So Crystal and her husband were watching my YouTube channel, saw you in the videos. Specifically, he wanted that same outfit, bought that same jacket, and we ended up being on the same sailing together, and we all hung out together. Yeah. It was epic.
That was a good time.
It was so much fun. That's story one. Story two. I'm not even going to describe what I wear. Let's just say it's also really fun and ridiculous. And in my opinion, I look fantastic on Scarlet Night.
Absolutely.
And there was a time that you and I were in the pool dancing. We were having a great time. And this woman who had just been like following us around the entire sailing, she's dancing in the pool next to us, and her husband's there. And she goes, "You look great, but," and then she just like sweeps her hand open toward you, "but that," pointing at you.
I remember that, yeah.
She loved you.
So
like,
funny.
Loved you. And I was just like, I know. He's great.
No, it's good stuff.
Final question. When it comes to having fun, are you a badass? Why or why not?
Hell yeah, I'm a badass and having fun. Just letting go. You know, I let go. I let go of the judgment. You know, and as you get older, you continue to like let go a little bit more because you're like, who cares? You know, I'm gonna do what feels great now and just have a really good time. And you know, if people judge, let them judge. It's not a big deal because at the end of the day, they don't pay my bills, so I don't really care. But you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, I don't want to. You know, I want to remember all these great times and making these memories. And it's like, to worry about what somebody's going to say or think about me, it's like, I'm not going to sacrifice my memories for that.
I love you.
Love you too.
I'm going to recap this. You are a badass. I'm going to recap this for everyone, but I just want to say thank you.
Oh, and thank you for the opportunity to be here today. It's very tough to get on this show and, you know, to be able to come back. You know, it's been a true honor. Thank you.
You're fired. I think you can see why I love this man so very much. I want to share just one last thing with you that I think is important. We touched on it a bit around energy. And the more I travel and create and connect with people around the world, the more I realize that, especially having my voice, my face, my person out on social media, it is an opportunity that I am thankful for to be living in a time in which I can share these stories and these messages for free on all of these platforms. And it helps me to connect with people around the world. And as I connect with people, like people who watch my channel, it is not an uncommon thing for me to be traveling somewhere and someone's like, "Oh my gosh, like, you're where in the world is CL? Christine Lozada, I watch your channel. Like, I can't believe it's you. Fill in the blank." Like, this happens to me everywhere in the world. And what I think is really important is the energy. The energy that you put out to the world, is the energy that you will receive back. And what's interesting is even in the moment that Meatball and I met each other, we met while traveling and on a cruise. And it's because in that moment, we were both just the right energy. Like we were there like to have fun and not even with other people, but just with ourselves. The art of having fun in life first starts with the art of having fun with yourself. Lou was there at the nightclub by himself. I was there by myself. I didn't actually talk to him for hours. We were just there enjoying the whole thing alone, like on separate sides of the room. I just kept noticing him because he knew every lyric to every obscure hip hop song that I know. And I demanded to know who this fun person was at the end of the night. Anyway, the energy that you put out to the world is the energy you will receive back. And it becomes exponential. When people feed off of your energy and they want to give good energy back, oh, I want to know who she is. Oh, I want to hang out with her. Like, oh, like something, something, something. Then they have a good time. Then you have more of a good time. And then more people get involved and they have a good time. And then all of a sudden it just spreads. I feel this way about fun. I feel this way about love. I feel this way about putting positivity out to the world because I equally feel this way about hate and about negativity. And that also is significantly contagious and it is very, it can create a toxic environment so fast. And we need to be aware and in tune of these things so that we can position ourselves in places and with people that feed us. And so on that note, be conscious of the own energy that you are putting out to the world and what kind of energy do you want to be attracting? If you want to have a really freaking good time, you should consider coming on a group trip with me. More info on that is in the show notes below. If you felt something today, tell me. I'm at Christine Lozada everywhere. It means a lot when I hear from you. It means a lot because this podcast is a passion project and is one I purposely do not turn on ads for and do not monetize. This is for you. I will receive hate comments from this. It happens every single time, and I'm ready for it because I know it is helping somebody out there. So on that note, check the show notes, come travel with me, connect with me, and go forth, be badass, and I'll see ya in the next adventure. Ciao.